It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy? Your mic is not on. Well, I can't hear you in my headphones.
Let's see.
Kimmy has ruined the show, and she's shrugging. Looks like, okay, we have no Kimmy.
All right.
Anyway, yeah. 25 degrees right now. Feels like 17 based on the wind chill. We will get up into the 40s.
All right.
We're almost there. Here's what sucks, man.
What?
The whole week, it's low of 30s, even if it gets into the 50s and 60s. So mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those freeze in the morning or sweat in the afternoon decisions for the rest of the week.
All right.
So good luck. Godspeed. Kimmy, if you're watching the live stream, it's just it's a video of Kimmy's hand tapping her microphone to see if it works.
Is this on?
I also love how she's worked the radio for 12 years longer, and she's still talking in the mic like it's on, even though the mic is not on. Okay, we got no Kimmy. Kimmy is gone. Congratulations on your career. That microphone is broken forever. Is it the switch on the side that always gets all screwed up?
Ooh, or jiggle it.
The white one.
Jiggle the
white
cord.
Thingy. Try it. No, Kimmy.
Now it's worse.
Oh.
You're farther away.
Is our lead engineer still on vacation or not or at the conference?
It's a big microphone conference.
All right, Kimmy, I'm going to need you to just pantomime into the live stream, the conversation that we're having. Catch our live stream, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Also, if you are watching the live stream, I had a bunch of stuff behind my head.
Yeah.
It's been taken down because they are putting a TV in.
So we already have a TV.
This TV will be behind my head, and it will flash different like photos and things like of the show and what we're doing. It's supposed to be more high-tech and cool-looking.
Okay.
But I just realized the sweatshirt I'm wearing is the exact same color as the wall.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So on camera, I just look like a floating head.
Oh, okay.
Mecha leka hi, mecha hi-de-ho. Let's start the day with a side hustle.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you got to make a little extra money every once in a while.
You got to make that money, buddy.
Especially the way things are going
mm-hmm.
now. May I introduce you to an app called Sniff Spot.
Snip Spot?
S-N-I-F-F. Sniff
Spot. Okay.
Sniff Spot.
Sniff Spot.
Sniff Spot.
Sniff Spot. What does it do?
It's a dumb idea on both sides, and I don't know who was stupid enough to come up with this.
Mm.
It is an app that lets you rent a yard for your dog to run around.
Oh. So, like, a dog space.
Yes.
For my dog to take a
dog. I guess you didn't put it like that, or you put it like that. Dog space is the perfect way to put it. It's like a workspace, but for dogs. Hey, your mic works again.
All right.
Hey, we did it.
Unplug, then replug.
It's always the way to do it. And if that doesn't work, bang out a little while.
Yeah.
So this app, Sniff Spot, you can rent somebody's yard for your dog to go run around.
Oh, okay.
It's like an Airbnb, but for grass.
So a little open space for your pooch.
There you go. So the yards on the app run the gamut from anywhere $5 an hour to like $50 an hour, depending on what you get and the size of the yard, stuff like that.
But why would you rent that when I could just take my dog to a park?
That is my first question.
Well, let's say you just want like your own space for your dog. Like, let's say you live in an apartment. Like, I'm thinking I would do this if I lived in an apartment and just want to give my dog some space to run around that's all fenced in.
But it sounds like you're going to have to put your dog in a car and go drive somewhere to do that.
Yeah, I mean, but you'd have to do that at a dog park.
Unless you're within walking distance of a dog
park.
Yeah, or you're within walking distance of this.
Okay. Right. But like with the dog park, though, like that's free and that's also fenced in.
Yeah, but let's say your dog doesn't get along with other dogs or you're worried about other dogs.
Dick dog. I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I still think it's dumb.
I think it's smart.
You'd pay.
As somebody that lived in an apartment that would kill to have a space like this for my dog to run around for a few hours.
So you'd pay $10, $15 an hour for your dog to run around
somebody's yard? I'd pay $10, $15 maybe once a week to go do this, like like on a weekend or something.
There you go.
It's done.
We're making money.
Okay. Play a little fetch.
Play a little fetch.
Mm-hmm.
What if you get there and your dog doesn't want to play that day?
Well, then I guess we're going home.
You just blew $15 and your stupid dog is supposed to lay
All dogs love to play fetch.
Or at least sniff around.
My dogs don't play fetch.
No?
No. Very disappointed.
Man.
I got my dogs to play fetch. I got a basset hound. You know, those things are supposed to find stuff and bring it back to you.
But they're slow-moving dogs.
Well, yeah, I didn't need...
They ain't got much fetch in them.
I didn't need fast fetch. I'll play slow fetch. The dog doesn't pick up anything. The other day, there was a pigeon in my driveway. He's just staring at me.
Oh,
are
really?
You gonna do something about this?
You're literally bred to go get that thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so Kimmy's in on it.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the other side.
What's that?
Well, you have a yard.
Mm-hmm.
I have a yard. Kimmy, you have a yard.
Mm.
$15 an hour to allow a stranger and their dog to run around your yard, 5 to 50, whatever it is,
yeah,
does not seem like enough money to be worth the trouble.
Yeah, not for you, yeah.
It's aggravating.
What does that mean, not for you?
Well, no, I'm saying it wouldn't be worth it for you as the person who owns a yard, because I'm guessing you're not even getting that full 15. Whatever service is running it probably takes some off, so I don't even know what you're making in the end. Unless
don't forget the taxes.
The taxes
would kill you.
And unless you're not home all day, like let's say you're going to work, you have like, you know, 6-7 hours of just nobody's using the yard. Maybe you rent it out to a couple people a day.
Okay, but I still got to worry about strangers and a dog running around my backyard.
Like who's picking up all the crap?
I got to pick up dog crap? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what the app. So here's the thing. I logged onto the app to see how many yards in our area offered this.
Yeah.
And you had to sign up, and I wasn't going to do that. Yeah. So I don't know how prominent it is around here.
Can't be big.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we talked a couple of years ago about that pool rental thing. Remember that?
Yeah, but I don't remember that taking off.
That seems like more of a liability than this.
And it was. Yeah. But the pool rental thing, there were dozens of people in our area that were renting their pools out by the hour for you to come party at their pools. Yeah. Whatever. What was it called? Swimly?
Something
it's always
like
the word and then Lee at the end of it. Except for this one.
Yeah.
It's called Sniff Spot. No, I just don't. Again, like the juice is not worth the squeeze. Because let's say I even made $30 a day.
Yeah.
And that seems like on the high end, right? It's $210. I mean, that's 5 days a week, so that's $150 a week. But I feel like
that's probably what you could be making at some side hustles, and you don't even have to really do anything other than pick up poop occasionally.
But I know there is a headache we are not considering
that would show up
by allowing people to use your yard.
What if the dog starts digging up your yard?
Oh, good call.
Right? Or just ruins something, or they ruin something, and then you got to fix that.
Kimmy, is this your first day with a microphone?
I don't know. It started off on a bad note, so it's just going to go downhill from here.
252-WCMF, we're talking about this new app. It is called Sniff Spot. It allows you, much like an Airbnb, to rent out someone else's yard for your dog to go run around.
Mm.
And these yards range from $5 an hour all the way up to $50 an hour based on what is in the yard and how big the yard is. It's funny, too. Like, I'm seeing some, like, saying, like, screenshots of, like, you know, bowls of water.
Yeah.
Balls.
Balls.
Free dog snacks.
Okay.
And that's like $40 an hour. Like,
oh, really?
It gets pretty expensive.
Oh, wow.
So now you're running like a dog resort.
I mean, I guess.
It's like an all-inclusive for the day.
Like, let's say you have like a nice piece of like some land and you just have like one big area fenced off. It would be worth it for you.
Oh, yeah. If you had like a farm, yeah.
It doesn't even have to be a farm, just a big yard.
Big old yard.
Yard, farm, whatever you're into.
Farm and yard.
All right, so Kimmy brings up, you know, let's say you made $30 a day, like in a hypothetical situation, $150. You know, she says that's more than you would get for most other side hustles.
Yeah.
When it comes to the most common side hustles, right, as people are starting to look at their 401ks this week and they're going, oh, no. Which one is the best bang for your buck? The money you are making is worth what you are doing side hustle.
Like what I would have to make?
Which of the side hustles looks the most appealing to you right now of all the ones that you've seen? The Airbnbs, the Ubers, the DoorDash, all that stuff.
I guess Airbnb sounds like the one you'd make the most money, but you would have to have it sounds like you almost need two properties. You need your house and you need another house.
Oh, no, there are people that rent out rooms.
Oh, that's probably the most profitable.
But that's the one that you'd want to do?
No.
But
hold on. I want to make money.
I
don't care about what I want to do.
Well, no, I'm asking.
You're asking me I want to make money.
Oh, no. I'm asking which one fits in your life the best. Because there are, you know, you could drive Uber 20 hours every day, every moment you're not working and make a ton of money. It's going to kill you.
But that one looks like you don't make a lot of money. Because you're just wearing out your car. Like we did on doing stand-up.
Sure.
Like we put thousands of miles. Yeah, like you'd make this money, but you destroyed a car.
Yeah.
So I don't know how these Uber people make money.
These Uber people.
Because like some of these people that drive Uber have pretty nice cars. We just used them in Chicago. And this one guy had a Lincoln Navigator. And I'm thinking like, and it was nice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you're just ragging this car out, man. This is not a cheap car.
He could also be making the payments with the Uber.
Yeah.
But you're ruining the car in the process.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like
I get it.
All these side hustles. I knew a guy had a side hustle that sounded horrible to me, but he claimed he made money. And this is when I first moved here, and he used to come on the old show. For $5, he would come by your house once a week and pick up all the dog crap in your yard.
I get flyers for people who do that.
So here's the funniest part about this cat. He drove a motorcycle. with two saddlebags. So he'd come to your house.
Yeah.
He'd pick up all your poop, put them in the saddlebags, and leave.
Ah. Did he use the poop for anything, or he just got rid of it?
He made $5. And I was thinking,
you could charge more than that.
That's what this is. I'm going back a few years, but even then, I'm going, man, that's a lot of for $5, yeah, man. I'm how many you. Gigs you got to get for to make your $5?
252. You know what I mean? No, I'm with you. Before
you make a, I'm sorry, make bank.
No, no. I mean, I agree with you, and that's. I mean, that doesn't seem like. I mean, you can get it done quick, but it doesn't seem like fun.
No, and it doesn't sound like you can make a lot of money.
All right, I want to hear yours, Kimmy, but before we do, 252 WCMF, you know, we started with Sniff Spot.
Yeah.
Belinda's on CMF. Hey, Belinda, how are you?
Hey, it's Melissa.
Melissa, oh, Belinda, doesn't really matter in this world.
I only have a second, but I just wanted to tell you that my daughter does Sniff Spot, and I got a cold. And we've been to dog parks several times, and my dog has ended up in the vet for a surgery. Dogs clamped onto his neck and wouldn't let go, and he got a hole in his neck. And my son was too far, because these dog parks are huge. By the time he got to them, he had to hit a big hole in his neck. He had to have surgery. Another time, he got attacked. He got his ear bit off one time, like part of his ear. Of
wait, hold on. Your dog got bit, and you went back to the same park?
No. I didn't. My son took him. He'd like to take him to dog parks, and that was the end. After his ear got chipped, the end of his ear, and it was bleeding so bad that he had to have that surgery again. And then another time, we were just in the park at Ellison Park, and someone had broken glass on the path, and he stepped on it. His paw pad bled, which was puddles and puddles. It bled in an artery or something, and it was puddles and puddles. So we don't take him anywhere like that.
Your dog has worse luck than JFK. I mean, Jesus Christ, lady.
Not great.
The Kennedys had a better run.
Not great.
But anyway, she takes him to Sniff Spot. And
wait, the dog's still alive?
He's a fighter, man.
He's a limper.
He's a fighter. All right, so Sniff Spot does exist, and there are homes that do this in the city.
I didn't get Tommy to stop talking for a second.
Well, I mean, it's what he gets paid to do.
They have cameras. I know, that's true. They have cameras and everything, and you're supposed to pick up your own dog's poop, and if they do anything bad, they just don't let you come. Okay. You know, they don't.
If you're a bad dog.
Melissa, I thought you only had a second.
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. Melissa, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
And then the rains came and washed the dog away.
What?
You kept taking your dog to the park.
No, her son did. Her son is the dope one.
But she raised him.
It's not funny, but it's funny. But I guess when
you gotta walk the dog, right?
Your dog gets a hole in his neck. Well, you miss it, no, because he went to the dog park once and he got hurt.
Gotcha. Then the ear got chewed off.
Oh, yeah, probably after once I'm done with the dog park.
Then stepped on the glass.
Last stepping.
Yeah.
One of the worst BG songs of all time.
Last stepping. Stepping on glass.
On glass. So, okay. So then Sniff Spot does exist in the greater Rochester area. There are people renting out the yards then. Okay. All right. So, as Kimmy, when you were on the phone, we were talking about the
side hustle.
Side hustle that you're going to get the best bang for your buck. The Airbnb, the Uber, the DoorDash, all that stuff. Which one would you be most open to?
Does this one count? Because that would be the easiest.
So the Sniff Spot one.
Yeah. And even if, let's say, the dog comes in and digs some holes, that's better than somebody like destroying your house or your car.
Oh, really? Tell that to Tommy and his landscaping work.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Yeah, but you'd rather have that than somebody coming in and ruining your house.
No, well, yes. But...
All right, hold on. Hole in the drywall. Ripping.
I'm not running to that guy. I used to work with him.
Hole in the drywall.
Yeah.
Ripping the seats of the back of your car, or three giant holes in your backyard. Which one bothers you the most?
The drywall.
The drywall.
Yeah, because I can fix a hole in the yard. I'm not a drywaller, and I don't know how to upholster.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say the hole.
All right. So Kimmy's right. All right. So take Sniff Spot out of it. Then of the rest of them, which one is the most bang for your buck in your opinion?
I mean, the one you're going to make the most on is the Airbnb, if you can make it work in your life. So probably that one.
You have an extra room in your home, right?
Not really.
Okay. Let's say
it's more of like a closet.
But let's say the room was rentable.
Okay.
Would you be comfortable with people coming in and out with your husband and you there? No.
Tommy, I'd rather just let them have the house to themselves. Like, I wouldn't want to share the space.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because, like, Airbnb, you can share a space with someone.
Yeah, so you just rent a room.
Yeah, if you have an extra
room. Like, if I had the ability to let them just stay there by themselves, I would rather do that than, like, split the house. Like, try to still go about my normal schedule while somebody's staying in the room next door.
But even with the Airbnb, there's a lot of work that goes into it that people don't think of. Like, not only does the house have to be, like, super immaculate.
Yeah, like, there's, like, rules before you can even join, right?
And there's lots of people, if you stay in an Airbnb, they have, like, these locks you can buy to keep people out of rooms.
True, it is weird.
Yeah, they're, like, combination locks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd have to invest in that stuff to ensure all your stuff stays safe, and then you do run the risk of something breaking, you know, like, you know, the guy you stay with melting completely all your Wi-Fi situation when you're in Florida, when you're messing with cords and things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I remember that. All right, so I guess Kimmy's right.
Yeah.
This sniff spot, would be the easiest way to make money.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not going to make close to the amount of
money. Yeah, you're probably not making a ton, but maybe if you're looking for a little extra.
I mean, I get, but you just got to be used to people coming in and out of your yard or your house and, like, sharing your space while you're there.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it could also give people the ability to case your house.
Oh, yeah.
If you're one of those people that think that.
Well, if you got nice stuff, yeah.
It was a rough one yesterday.
What happened?
Cold and wind and snow and ice and
brutal.
And it made for a really nasty commute.
Yeah.
Like nasty. Mm-hmm. And of course, folks throw their heads up and go, see what happens when we don't drive in the snow for just a couple of weeks. But it feels like there's something more to yesterday.
What do you mean?
That maybe something was missing.
What are we missing?
And maybe this bragging we've done up here in the Northeast for decades was a false brag.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the snowy spring weather yesterday led to a ton of crashes across the greater Rochester area during morning rush hour.
Yeah.
490 specifically had a ton of people that had spun out, hit each other because the road conditions weren't great, right? And it makes sense that, you know, if you haven't driven for a little while in the snow, all of a sudden you forget how to do it. In fact, that was the rallying cry yesterday from a bunch of people. Came, I forgot how to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have a theory.
What's your theory?
And look, I will say up front, maybe I'm wrong. I know there are people listening that actually know this, and that's why I'm bringing it up. Were the roads so bad yesterday with the snow and the ice because nobody salted?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't see any trucks out. Did you see?
I didn't see a truck. No. Did you see a salt truck? I didn't see a single one.
Okay. I mean, usually you don't see it that late in a year.
Okay. You guys felt how slick the roads were yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was taking my time.
Because there were a couple of times on the way home where I was like, whoa, did not expect it. And it was like, oh, moving sideways.
But they didn't really call for this either. Like, I watched the weather every night. They didn't say it was going to be that bad.
I'm sorry. It's time for our old man timeout.
What's the weather old?
No, I sent Stacey Pinchot a very mean email. Very disappointed.
Yes, but I mean, like, you normally, even when you don't expect it, the salt trucks come rolling out.
Yeah, but this late? I mean, we're almost Easter.
I understand. Again, this happens every single
year. I don't remember
year.
That kind of weather this close to Easter.
It wasn't even that bad.
Oh, it's snowed on Easter before.
It snowed like after that? Easter before.
Yeah.
Sideways, goddamn chill down to 5.
Yeah, it's usually when it snows.
Like, look, okay, old man wave. Can we mark this? Because every year we have the same discussion.
I can remember smoking cigars Easter Sunday.
Well, yes. Sometimes it's, you never know what you're going to get.
I mean, the priest was pissed off, but I mean, I did it anyway.
We had 60-degree weather on St. Patrick's Day, and then it snows again. It's called fake spring. Where have you
That's
been?
That's March, mofo.
It is amazing to me how your brain just wipes out every year how weather works in Rochester.
I get being mad about it. Like, it does piss me off every year, but I can't be surprised that it happened.
I thought we were getting warmer.
No, I mean, it just swings back and forth.
No, but I thought we were getting hotter.
Next week, maybe. Possibly.
So going back to the roads yesterday, 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Yeah.
Were they not salting the roads in the greater Rochester area, or at least in some places? Because we know there has been a salt shortage this year. And we've heard 15 different theories as to why there was a salt shortage. Mm-hmm. But did they run out of salt?
Oh.
Are they holding on to the salt to try and, like, keep it for next year? Were they really just not aware that it was going to be that bad? And by the time it hit, they were like, whatever, we'll let it ride out? Am I crazy?
I forgot about the no salt.
But you would think, like, they haven't salted in a while. So does it build back up again in between? Or do we just have, like, one set amount for a winter?
No, I was under the impression that towns, villages, cities bought for like an entire season, and when that
ran out, maybe they were running low.
You were in serious trouble. Yeah. I don't know. Are there towns that are completely out of salt right now?
Good. I thought they were already out of salt.
No, they were dangerously low.
Well, like, that sounds like we're out. If I go dangerously low, I'm assuming we ain't got none.
Okay, there were towns.
Like, I'm always dangerously low on cash.
Yeah, but you still somehow managed to buy 7 tracksuits. That's the difference. You have the money. You have dangerously low money, yet every Thursday there's a brand new tracksuit sitting across from you. No, like there were stories towards the end of actual winter,
yeah,
where towns were debating whether or not they should be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Roll the dice on
No. They were going to salt, but they were going to hold some of it back, okay, not salt as much as they
lately
had before.
Salt.
Yes, yes. All right, so if that is the case,
yeah,
if yesterday the reason the roads were so bad is that no town, city, village, whatever, yeah, were out salting, you kind of start to understand why when we see these major cities in the South, Atlanta comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
That get like an inch of snow and it shuts down
oh,
the city.
Oh, they're screwed.
Yeah. We want to think that they get shut down because they're a bunch of sissies, mm, and we don't because we're superior drivers.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they got their dumb Southern driving. They're stupid. But maybe the salt is the difference.
Oh. Because
like,
so we're not that good.
Well, I mean, look. Yesterday,
I mean, it helps.
It's the salt.
But yesterday wasn't that bad.
No.
Like, the snow was not that bad.
No.
And it was crazy on 490. How much of that stuff has to show up where they decide the salt is coming out? And if it is the salt that is the difference between places like Nashville, Atlanta, and yeah, us, maybe we're not as good at drivers in the snow as we thought we were.
Oh, so we've been exposed.
Maybe. I mean,
salt exposure.
Are we ready to admit that?
No, of course not. We're not going to admit nothing.
I don't know. I think, like, we still have more experience in the snow.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, the salt helps, but I do think, like, if you grew up here your whole life, like, you know, like, cautionary things to do.
Agreed.
When it starts to snow.
Okay, fine. I mean, yeah, yes. With that experience, maybe we're, yeah, a little bit better.
Mm.
But we also have nothing but experience with plow trucks and snow,
yeah,
trucks out,
yeah,
or salt trucks,
yeah,
out doing that
business
stuff for us, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you live in a southern city that doesn't have
it's
that
paralyzed
infrastructure, yes.
Yeah.
So
but
maybe
do we also get a little cocky because, like, yesterday it was snowing initially, but it wasn't really sticking. So we're like, you know, it's probably just melting. Like, it's not ice. Like, we were just taking it for granted because we just figured, like, that's not much snow. Like, we've seen way worse.
Okay.
Can't be that bad.
Maybe. Maybe.
And then it started to get worse throughout the afternoon.
I don't know. I started having sympathy for our southern brethren as I was on 490 watching these trucks slide back and forth between lanes, and there was barely any snow on the road.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Ton of accidents yesterday morning with the snow that showed up out of nowhere. It wasn't that much snow, but people were having a really hard time getting around. And I'm asking, is it because there was no salt? I didn't see any salt trucks. You didn't see any salt trucks?
No.
You didn't see any salt trucks? Okay. Who makes the decision to send out the salt trucks?
The Commissioner of Salt.
No,
the Department of Transportation and Salt. And also Mr. Salt.
Mr. Salt.
Mr. Salt is also consult.
All right.
You need a salt consultant.
Does someone in Monroe County pick up the phone that's attached to all the towns and go, hey, you guys need to salt? Or is it a town-by-town decision?
Oh, I thought every town took care of their own roads.
No, I understand they take care of the roads.
But who says drop the salt?
Like, let's say, I mean, I'm asking. Like, it is very possible that every town decides if they're going to salt or not.
Mm.
It's also possible that there's, like, an overseer for the county.
Would that be the county commissioner?
Well,
Mr. Bello. You have to go to Adam Bello.
That's the executive, not the commissioner.
Well, he's like the top guy of the county.
Yeah, executive, not commissioner.
But he's the one that controls everything.
No, I don't think he would make the call that you're salting.
Then that's the highway guy.
Okay.
Well, who else would it be?
I'm saying there would
be. You think there's like one salt dick?
I don't think Adam Bello controls like transportation also. Like, he's running the county and transportation, and he's feeding the tiger at the zoo. Like, he doesn't do all of that.
No, but he has to control it all.
Okay.
I think the flow of salt goes through Adam Bello. Who do you think?
No,
isn't there like a guy, like a person?
That's the Department of Transportation.
Yes, who runs the truck? Department of Transportation from Monroe County?
Chuck. Chuck's always had that job.
Like, they decide whether to release the salt or not.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy for a second.
I don't know if I can help.
No. I've always found it a little strange.
Right.
You're not Kimmy.
Yeah.
That each individual town handles their own plowing and snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that weather can be different 5 minutes away from different spots.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you come in with completely different versions of the weather than Tommy and I do. Mm.
South of the Thruway, this guy.
Yeah.
But, like, here's the thing. Some towns are way better at taking care of snow and ice and salt and all that stuff.
Well, they have the bank to do it.
Than other towns, yes. And, almost everyone is going through multiple towns to get to work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In the greater Rochester area. Very few people live in the same town that they work
mm-hmm.
in. You and it gets to the point where you know exactly when you're in the next town, not based on geography, but based on when the road starts to get way worse.
Yeah, road conditions.
Right? Like we've all had that experience where we've crossed over to a town that doesn't do great with the plowing, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa! And then you're like begging to get back to the other side of that town where the roads are like good.
Yeah, but
again.
Like unless you're going out a ways, is there a town that's like notoriously bad at it?
I mean,
I would still think like overall we're pretty good as a in Monroe County.
I mean, I know that like Greece has always been really, really good with getting the snow up.
Yeah, because it's, well, it's a big community.
You need a heavy workforce for that.
Well, I mean, but the big, I would think a bigger community would be harder because you have so many things to take care of.
Oh, I said they have more money.
I will say this.
Right. When Pittsburgh is like amazing. So
no,
they.
No kidding.
What's that?
No kidding.
Pittsburgh. So in the morning, they've already got the roads are already plowed. And so are the sidewalks.
Wow.
So they have those little sidewalk, like little guys going around, and they salt the sidewalk. So like by 6 o'clock in the morning, it's all done.
That's great.
And they do it all night. And it's all hand swept. They wipe everything down.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
they sanitize.
That's because Adam Bello, head of Monroe County Brooms,
yes,
puts the call in,
mm-hmm,
and says, go sweep them.
Well, he also owns Bello Brooms, so it's kind of, you know, nepotism.
252. He owns it, and it's nepotism?
Yeah, because his brother runs it.
But he owns it.
Yeah, the Bello Brooms.
252 WCMF. Joe, save the show. How are you, buddy?
I don't know about saving the show, Duff. A little late, buddy.
What do you got, man?
Yeah, well, I think in each town, Duff, the state takes care of the main roads, the highways that are state-controlled, state-owned. And then those villages take care of their side roads and stuff like that. But I don't think it has anything to do with how much bank you got, because if that was the case, why do I got to go through 750,000 potholes in Pittsburgh every morning?
Oh, you going to take that? You going to take that, son?
You ain't in
big. Highest tax, worst roads in New York State.
Ooh.
Where's the potholes in Pittsburgh? Is beautiful.
He's called your baby ugly.
Get them fixed, Tommy. Get them fixed now, buddy.
Fix it! Fix it.
Do your job.
Why don't you brush some of that salt from Bello Brooms into the potholes? Fix all that stuff up. Joe, thanks.
You got to drive into this stuff pool every morning. Come on.
Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. He's not wrong. I drove down Monroe Ave the other
day. Yeah, Monroe Ave's kind of bad.
That's because it's used so much. Because everybody wants to go down there and buy things.
Fix it. Normally, folks commit these crimes to make money.
Yeah.
But someone in this room has a theory.
Oh.
Because, Kimmy, you're convinced these guys are going to be keeping all of this for themselves.
So this is a self-indulgent crime.
According to Kimmy, because of one specific detail in this story.
Look at you.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Three men have been arrested after an incident at the Calkins Road Wegmans in Henrietta.
Oh.
Authorities say these men loaded a shopping cart with energy drinks and left the store without paying. They made it to their car, but that's about as far as they got. The 31-year-old, 33-year-old, and 22-year-old men were arrested, and police say they had $400.
Damn, how much are energy drinks?
Worth of energy drinks that they tried to steal in their cart. They've all been charged with petty larceny. So, Tommy, if I were to tell you this story, the motive in your head behind this crime would be?
Well, they're going to sell them to somebody, like some kind of like little shop somewhere.
Makes sense, yeah.
Bodega?
Sure. And like we see that with meat, we see it with laundry detergent, we see it with diapers.
Yeah.
It's a very common crime. But Kimmy, you saw something in this story that makes you think it's a different situation.
Yeah, based on the names of these men and their ages, I think this is all for personal use.
They're going to drink $400 worth of energy drinks?
These guys in their 30s. Came up in the age, the Monster Revolution.
The Monster Revolution.
The Monster Energy drink?
So it's possible that these are just things that they drink on a daily basis. And maybe they sell them to a few buddies here and there. But this could totally be between the three of them, split between the three of them for personal use.
Okay. So you say it's the names. Now, I want everyone to keep in mind, these are just allegations.
All right.
But the first names of the three men in this energy drink caper are Zach, Nate, but then there's a Theodore, a Ted.
A Theo, Ted?
Ted or Theo? Yeah.
But it's written as Theodore?
It's written as Theodore, but you're going to use your government name.
Right.
So it's Zachary, Nathaniel, Theodore, but I'm
Theodore
assuming.
Definitely has a nickname.
Well, Theo, right?
Would you go Teddy or Theo?
Theo.
Nobody. When's the last time you met a Theo?
Well, Teddy's an old name. I'm going to go Theo over Teddy.
I know way more Teddy's. I've never met a Theo in my life.
Oh, there's Theo.
Name me a single Theo.
Cosby's kid in the TV show.
Oh, yeah. How about one within the last 40 years?
Well, I would rather be a Theo than a Teddy.
Yeah, no. I mean, you're dressed like a man who'd rather be a Theo than a Teddy.
The Teddy that calls us is ancient.
His name's probably Theodore.
That's not helping your case.
Named after Theodore Roosevelt. Very big in Indonesia. Anywho, so you're telling me, Kimmy, Zach, Nate, and let's go with Theo,
yeah,
our energy drink name.
I just think, because, okay, I'm wondering how many actual cases you're getting for $400, because those drinks aren't cheap on their own. So you may not be getting that much of a profit split between three people.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, like, this could just be straight up, we just, you know, we're loading up for
ourselves.
How
much of that crap do you drink?
Oh, I know people that drink multiple a day.
For what?
Energy?
It doesn't really give you energy.
No, it does. I mean, think if you're not a coffee drinker. How many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
I drink a ton, but I have no energy.
But that would be their coffee. Right. That would be their caffeine. So if, let's say you drink two a day. I mean, that adds up quick.
Right.
All right. So now that you've brought up coffee, Tommy.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you think you can look at a guy and know if he is a coffee versus energy drink person?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What does an energy drink person look like?
A douche, like you. With the every occasion, there's a ball cap on your head. There's a hoodie on all the time, and you're loud.
You're
a loud hoodie cap-wearing douche.
I don't drink energy drinks, so you're wrong.
But you don't drink coffee. You're a soda drinker.
Yeah.
Your soda is your energy drink.
No. Soda is not energy drink.
Yes,
Kimmy,
it
you
is.
Can back me up on this.
Because you drink
you drink it for the caffeine.
It's full of fake sugar and caffeine. Like your old man.
My dad does drink a lot of energy drinks. He drinks
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. There was like that energy drink version of Mountain Dew. It was on for a while.
That's like a high douche drink, man.
No wonder he doesn't sleep at night.
Kimmy, what does an energy drink person look like?
Her dad, you.
I do not look like an energy drink person.
Yes, you do.
I have not had an energy drink.
You constantly talk about your workout. You're constantly up and about. You fidget. You're a fidget.
I'm a fidgeter.
You are such a fidgety fuzzuck. You can't sit still. You're constantly woo, woo, woo.
You do the same thing. Yeah, see, you're doing it right now. You're literally doing it right now. I have no energy as he's doing miming on the radio.
It's like a pet
thing. Is this a dance? A new wedding craze?
Yes. Everybody, come on. We're going to do the pet.
Come on, baby.
You fidget all the time.
You're
man.
Also a
you're
fidgeter.
Nervous as crap.
Oh, my God.
I ain't nervous about nothing.
Yeah, because you have no soul, man. Kimmy, what does an energy drink person look like?
Okay, an energy drink person is the same guy that goes to the 7-Eleven to buy a Slim Jim every day. Same guy.
Ah, I don't eat Slim Jims either, so shut up.
They get their daily snacks at a 7-Eleven. They probably spend a lot of time in their car. Like, they have a job where they drive around a lot.
Okay.
He's in his car constantly. He's constantly going. When he goes and gets gas, he has to go inside the convenience store for some reason to get something every day.
Soda?
Yeah. You're a convenience store guy.
That's different than an energy store guy, energy drink guy.
The same guy, man.
Okay. I think that you guys are both off, and I think that you'd be shocked how many high-end looking people, because I know you think that energy drinks are trash. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, you trash.
Okay.
If you drink energy, you trash.
How many high-end people with high-end jobs are drinking energy drinks instead of coffee?
Yeah, but those people are drinking like the healthy, quote, healthy version of energy drinks. Well, this has vitamins and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's the same thing, but it's just like packaged differently. Like, I can appreciate somebody who just drinks like a straight up brightly colored can of energy drink versus like the hidden health energy drink.
That stuff scares the hell out of me. I'm going to be honest. And maybe that makes me sound like a puss. Man, if it's neon colored, I am horrified of that energy drink. And I don't, man, I can't tell what's, I don't know what taurine is, but it sounds like it should be in a battery. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Okay, no, I'm serious. So you judge then energy drink guy.
Oh, yeah. Like, it always baffles me people that I look down upon people that don't start their day with coffee.
So you think coffee guy is classier than energy
drink? Oh, you're
Yeah, but you're
even
you're
a more evolved human being.
It's not true
because you're even snobby about what kind of coffee people drink.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you a low drinker or a high drinker.
So, like, there's a hierarchy of coffee drinkers in your mind.
There's
Oh, what's the lowest coffee?
Well, your standards. You get Folgers. Like, if you're like a Maxwell Folger, if you're old school Folgers, drip percolator guy.
I don't even know what you just said.
You drinking low.
Okay, bro, those are two of the most popular coffee brands in America.
Well, I understand.
Kimmy, can you Google the most popular home coffee brand in America?
Probably Folgers.
I bet you it's Folgers. So everybody's trash?
Well, everybody's low.
Wow.
And then you move up from there.
Wow.
You used to do the same thing when you were smoking cigarettes.
Well, what about it?
If you were a low puffer or a high puffer.
I would go to the Riz.
Right, you were low puff. And you would mock guys that it would be Marlboro.
No, I wouldn't.
Which was
mock.
Like this. Oh my God, I heard you, man.
I was
man.
Envious of them. I
envious.
Wanted.
You
was,
spewed hate on those people.
I was over here smoking a toe. Meanwhile, they get.
Yeah.
And by the way, there was a time when I was high, and when I was 18, I was smoking clove cigarettes.
Wow.
Dijarin Blacks. Those things were like $10 a pack, when the rest were $3.
Yeah, you smelled like a Christmas ham.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Okay, the most popular is actually Starbucks.
Home coffee?
Yeah, so it goes Starbucks, Dunkin', Folgers, Maxwell House,
man.
New England
Coffee.
Man,
we elevated our game, bro.
New England Coffee, yeah. You see. That's, isn't that yeah, the stuff they sell at most gas stations, a New England
Could
Coffee
be.
Company?
Probably, yeah.
252 WCMF. We started this conversation with three men out in Henrietta that were arrested for allegedly stealing $400 worth of energy drinks. Kimmy is of the belief this was not to flip, but to for personal consumption, because, again, the men accused of this crime are named Zach, Nate, and Theodore, and according to her and their ages in their 20s yeah. and 30s, those are energy drink
those are prime,
guys.
They're in their prime energy. Prime is an energy
they're
drink.
They're prime, prime?
Yeah, yeah, mm. prime, prime.
All right, you know, we've been saying guys this whole conversation. Are there women who go energy drink over coffee?
Like workout women, I guess.
So right? I know, okay, I don't know.
Like muscle woman?
You, what? Okay, pre-workout is different
yeah,
than
that's
energy
different.
Drink.
So there's this brand.
Oh, excuse me, kettlebell boy.
No, but like
you mock my coffee. See, there's a big difference between pre-workout and
no, there is. I don't touch any of them, but I'm saying there is a difference between someone who takes a pre-workout and someone who drinks energy drinks all day.
Why would figure a woman that drinks that stuff is working out?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying to me.
I'm out of the loop with everything. So
like if she's like a yoga person or
you think when yoga women are drinking energy drinks? That's a calm, relaxed
yes.
scenario.
But I thought yoga's hard, I thought.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you need...
No, I don't think that...
God!
I don't know a lot of yoga... people who do yoga regularly that drink a lot of energy drinks.
Right.
I don't associate those two.
Right.
I could be wrong. But there is like this energy drink called Celsius that I know
oh, that's
a lot
an energy
of
drink?
Women drink. Yeah, but they brand it differently. So I guess I don't really know enough about it to call it an energy drink, but
okay.
I think it's along the same lines.
Well, it's funny though, like our entire lives, Kimmy, because we came of age of in the energy drink boom of the late 90s, early 2000s.
The Red Bull.
Yeah, right? That kicked it off, and then came the 5-Hour Energies yep. and the Monsters and the whatever else came, right? For my entire life,
yeah.
energy drinks have solely been marketed towards men.
Well, yeah, it's like, yeah.
The biggest can possible. It's black and it's green and big old, your dong will get bigger energy drink.
Well, think about Red Bull sponsors. It's nothing but Daredevil crap.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go up in a hot air balloon, touch the sun, and then jump.
Excuse me while I touch the sun.
Like, they sponsored cliff diving,
yeah.
which I thought wasn't a thing anymore. That's something I watched on Wide World of Sports in the 60s.
Kimmy doesn't know what that is.
No, but it's back.
Rob writes us, good morning. As a 47-year-old man, my daily intake of a Monster to wash down 3 Tylenol a day is purely a necessity. If you found out that a buddy of yours was a Monster Energy guy over coffee,
yeah.
would that make you keep him at arm's length a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And I felt bad because he can't afford Coke. Like, he's taking pills and an energy drink because you can't do a bump in the morning.
Energy drink, I think, costs more than cocaine right now.
How much are the goddamn cans of energy?
Those things can go for like $4, $5, $6 a can.
And
I mean,
there's
they're
no
huge.
Booze. Man, what a racket.
What do you mean? Coffee is a racket?
I'm not racket of coffee. What are you talking about?
How much do you spend a day on coffee?
I don't know.
No, you do.
I just order more cases of coffee.
Would you say you spend at least $20 a day?
No. No, because I make it at home.
Every cup?
Yeah, but you make a lot.
Every cup you make at home?
So the can I buy is...
Oh, you buy canned coffee? Because that to me sounds like an energy drink.
It's ground
you
coffee in a can.
Are
I
what?
Don't drink the can of grinds.
You're not far.
Well, no, they sell those canned coffees, Kimmy.
Oh, yeah, they do. Like the cold
those.
Brews.
Oh, I don't like those at all. It doesn't that warm. It doesn't make you feel great.
All right, so the cans I buy them on Amazon.
Okay.
They're $13 a can. I get 6 in a case.
And how many coffees do you get out of that?
I don't get a full week out of that can.
Oh, my God.
So I probably get 5 days out of the can.
And when you stop at Wegmans on the way home and you get your coffee, and let's not pretend like you don't, because everyone knows you do.
I do.
What does that cost?
So that one is $4.
Okay. So you're spending as much as an energy drink.
Yeah, but it's...
You're the same guy.
But no, I'm way
your cooler. Energy drink time.
I think a coffee drinker is a more sophisticated person than some skateboarding slam-a-can afternoon jerk.
I do picture everybody who drinks energy drinks at some point was interested in BMX or Game sports in their life.
Again, Kimmy, every guy of our age was interested in X Games.
Even if it didn't work out for you, you still went to the skate park and held a skateboard in your hand.
We were asking about women in energy drinks.
Yeah.
Danielle writes us on Instagram. The easiest way to get us at Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. My husband and I are power lifters. Our drink of choice is Red Bull. We usually stick to one a day.
My husband and I are power lifters.
Getting after it, man. They got holes in the drywall. She says the really popular girly drinks are Alani. Am I saying that right?
Not sure. Never heard of that one.
But she does the power drink.
She would know.
Because she's a power
drink. No, she's a power lifter. She drinks energy drinks.
Okay, all right. But to work out.
She won Red Bull.
She wants the muscles.
Okay, I guess I stand corrected. You were right about everything you said in this entire discussion. Let's take a break. All right.